Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm West Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere few hundred miles away, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, and welcome. It's great to be here. Glad that you're here. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing fine, Jay.
Great. Nice calm opening. Didn't blow anybody's speakers out.
No. I don't know what happened last Saturday. Boy, that greetings thing really went off the charts.
I think BTR can only handle so much. And it just, that was, in fact, you could hear me going, God.
Yes, I did.
Because it blew my eardrums out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought a little solemnity would be nice on this day of ashes, as it were.
This is a very, very solemn day. Have you, did you go to Mass this morning? Are you an ash head?
No, I put my own ashes on. I prefer a priest not touch my forehead. Let alone my foreskin.
Yeah, you
oh, we
one
had
those.
To go right in the toilet right away, didn't we? And we were
yeah.
So nice.
I know. We were being so solemn and serious and respectful, and then bang, not even 3 minutes in, you had to go there.
I know.
But I was wondering, did you buy one of those do-it-yourself Ash Wednesday mass kits on late-night TV or...
No, I just use the ashes out of my ashtray and put my little dashboard Jesus next to me as I do it. And
take
we're
a, little,
good to get...
a little sip of have a little saltine and a sip of Wild Irish Rose. And
well, I would have a saltine, but as you know, Jay, I have given up bread.
Oh, that's right. We're going to have to talk about that.
Yeah.
Ash Wednesday means Lent.
That's right.
So, welcome to Dr. Mike.
Yes, welcome,
Mike
Dr.
Sevilla
Mike.
In the chat room.
Yes, he probably thinks he got the wrong show because we're not yelling and screaming. We're being calm and reflective.
He says he brought the chink in the armor to the show. Yeah. Doctor, by the way, Dr. Mike is a real live doctor, an actual doctor, and you can catch him. He's been on every Sunday nights, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/fammedrocks and check him out. Great stuff. And every once in a while, hopefully again soon, he's on Saturday nights with Warrior Cat. My BFF.
Yeah.
So. All right. So a couple of birthday shout-outs.
Ah, very good. I got a couple as well.
Yeah, well, one of them we're talking about. We wished Scott a happy birthday there on Facebook, Scott Ogilvie.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And a shout-out also to Liza or Lizza or Lisa.
It's Lizza.
It's Lizza.
Mm-hmm.
And I wished her a happy birthday on Facebook, and you know, I bet she's tempted to say, "Hey, thanks, person I don't know."
I was going to mention Lizza, and I actually do know her. She is my friend from the Philippines that through the blogosphere. I've known her for 6 years now.
Outstanding. You know, we're big in the Philippines.
Oh, yes, we are. In fact, for her birthday, I would love nothing more than to hop on a plane, fly to the Philippines, and do a little thriller in Manila with her.
Somehow I think she's thankful that you can't do that. But anyway, that's kind of cool being born on Ash Wednesday and all. I did that joke with somebody
you know,
whose
that was
birthday
really
was
good. was very funny.
Somebody who had a birthday on Super Bowl Sunday. I did that on her Facebook page, and I said, you know, it's so cool being born on Super Bowl Sunday. And I had two people say, you know, the Super Bowl isn't on the exact same day every year.
Really?
Oh, you got me.
Silly me. I got another birthday shout-out.
Ooh, all right.
Here's the George Washington.
Yeah.
George Washington, Mr. I Cannot Tell a Lie, is celebrating a birthday today.
Yeah, that story's bull crap.
What's
that? Lots of lies. I bet
no.
He told lots of lies.
No, I'll tell you what. In fact, you know, our very close friend, John Stewart, who's been on this show numerous times, in his book, America, he describes a time when Betsy Ross came in to see George Washington, and she showed George the flag she came up with, and George Washington, according to John Stewart, said, I cannot tell a lie, Betsy. Is that our nation's flag, or did your sewing kit throw up?
Good old George. Grew hemp on his farm.
Yeah. Oh,
he's
can
a pothead.
Be president today.
He's the, yeah, the first, he was the first pothead president.
And the largest distiller of his time, too.
Oh, yeah. He was he's my kind of guy.
Yeah. And he had syphilis.
Well,
and it's a good
part.
Thing we have Dr. Mike in the room, so maybe.
And also a shout out to my friend Samantha, who will have a birthday tomorrow. And she no longer is in the blogosphere, but friends on Facebook, and she actually doesn't live too far away from me. I'm just outside the restraining order zone from her.
Wow.
All right, so it is Ash Wednesday. It's
yes,
a very,
it is.
Very solemn and important day.
Mm-hmm. Ash Wednesday actually represents, at least in the Catholic faith, although more denominations observe Lent than they used to, but Ash Wednesday represents the day that Jesus went into the desert and walked around for 40 days prior to beginning his ministry here on earth.
Right. The desert, of course, meaning Las Vegas.
Yes.
No. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. That
we
was,
don't know.
I'm reading from the book. I'm reading from the Book of Mormon again. Sorry.
Of course, if that was the Book of Mormon, that would be the Deseret.
All right. So, and of course, Lent means that you know, people are supposed to give up something important to them. Some people really take it easy on themselves and, you know, give up Facebook or something they hate anyway. And some people take a real challenge.
Yes.
They give up things like bread and carbs.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing the bread thing. Not all carbs, but as far as, you know, my dining excursions, no bread, no pasta, noodles, anything like that. Can't have pizza.
Ooh, no frozen pizzas for 47 days.
46. Don't make it longer than it is.
For you, it should be 47. You have a lot to make up for.
And Jay, I've also decided this. In addition to that Herculean feat, come Holy Thursday, I've done this once before. I am fasting from Holy Thursday until Easter morning. Completely. Nothing but liquids.
Boy, will you be bitchy for that Saturday show.
Not only that, Drive-By Mikey begged me not to do that. He's already experienced it once.
If I were Mike, I would say, you know what?
You're
if
fired.
You do that, no, I'd say, if you do that, I'm calling your show as Mississippi Mike every single winter.
Well, it'll be good for me, though.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, I've been eating too much bread anyway. Slows me down.
We all do.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I love it, so.
Uh-huh.
And you doing anything for Lent this year?
No. Shout out to Dana Lou, who's in the chat room.
Dana Lou.
No mythical accounting meeting this week.
No.
No, I'm not going to give up anything for Lent. I don't. I have the last few years. You know, I'm a pretty multicultural guy, and I respect all beliefs and all religions, and I enjoy all the little traditions that come with everybody else's denomination and religion. But I'm not Catholic. I am Christian. Hey-o! Just take a little shot at Rick Santorum there, see if I can piss him off. Dana says she has a 401k meeting today, and she's in denial. Your 401k should be bouncing back. The market is up over 13,000 again, so
that's right.
You should at least be breaking even. That's, you know, 4 years later. Anyway, just think. If the Republicans get their way, your Social Security will go into those same accounts that will crap out on you at very inconvenient times. anyway, no, I'm not gonna really. What I'm gonna do for Lent is, instead of giving something up, I'm going to actually do something that I should do.
And that is.
I'm gonna every day. I'm gonna do, like, you know, sit ups and push ups and lift a few weights and walk, and, you know, 46 straight days of that, I'll be looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger in his prime, but...
that's good.
So there's
seriously,
that.
Seriously.
No, seriously, that's what I'm going to do.
Are you really? That's wonderful. That's good.
Yeah, that's my own take on Lent.
That's very good.
Which I'm allowed to do because, why the hell not? Most people think I'm an atheist anyway. You did.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. But I'll tell you what, I always found you to be the nicest atheist I've ever met.
God, I've never met an atheist who wasn't a complete freaking asshole.
They're kind of like vegans.
I know. Oh, God. Except vegans don't really have enough energy to argue with you for too long.
Oh, I know. There was a couple of, I think I've mentioned this before, when I worked at SEIU, you know, these hipsters right out of college, vegans and all that, they were the palest, sickest kids I've ever seen in my life.
Right. They couldn't even take a swing at you. You could do whatever you wanted.
Exactly. They would have a cold like I do now in the middle of July. I just don't feel so good.
I know. And the dry, straggly hair, you know, and the pale skin. And
exactly.
I just don't know why I never feel good anymore. Well, have a cheeseburger.
I was going to say, I would always say, I got two words for you. Red meat.
I had a tofu burger last night.
Oh, God.
It'd be so awesome if they found out tofu was the leading cause of, you know, death. Okay, not really. Hey, no, if you want to be a vegan, go right ahead, you know.
Well, that's fine.
That's good life.
I don't want to hear.
Exactly. You know, people always say, you know, God, man, born again Christians are the most annoying people. They won't shut up about it. Yeah, well, you know who won't shut up? Atheists. They never shut up.
And another group, people who quit smoking.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They may even be worse than all. People who have quit smoking and quit drinking.
Yep.
Are oh, God, they are so sanctimonious. They find a way to work it into every single conversation. Yeah, well, it's Lent. Of course, I won't have to give up smoking or drinking. I already did.
Well, I heard, this was big. I heard the president of the Catholic League, William Donahue, one of our good friends, for Lent, he was going to give up being a paranoid jackass.
Best of luck.
Yeah, well, at 12:01 and 36 seconds, that Hillary broke that vow. So.
Oh, man. And, hey, the phone lines are open.
As they always are, at 661-244-9852. And you can call us, tell us if you're observing Lent or and how, if so. Jay and I are both observing Lent by catching a cold.
Yeah, we're both hacking and coughing and sniffing today. you know who's in rare form for his Lent address today? The Pope.
The Pope. Yes.
The Pope. On fire today, and in fact, the Pope allowed us to broadcast his Lent message.
It is a message of hope and inspiration, so we'll get right to that. If BTR would cooperate, we could get right to that.
Yo, Gianfranco Ravazzi, titular Archbishop of Villa Magna, President of the Pontifical Council for Culture and of the Pontifical Commissions for the Patrimony of the Church and of Sacred Archaeology. Oh, hereby welcomes and proclaims the Bishop of Rome, Vicar of Jesus Christ, successor of the Chief of the Apostles, Pope Benedict the 16th.
And on this Christ, the große Zeit ist jetzt angebrochen. Deutschland ist nun erwacht. Die Macht haben wir nun in Deutschland gewonnen. Nun gilt es, das deutsche Volk zu gewinnen. Ich weiß es, meine Kameraden, es ist euch wohl oft schwer gefallen, wenn ihr meintet, es müsse nun unentwandt kommen und er kann nicht und immer wieder muss der Leute auf Feld gerichtet werden. Es muss weiter gekämpft werden, es geht nicht, ihr dürft nicht handeln, ihr müsst gehorchen, ihr müsst euch fügen, ihr müsst euch diesen unharten Zwang beugen.
Message of hope and inspiration from our pal Blitzkrieg Benny.
Absolutely. I know I was inspired by it.
I think after hearing that, I can get through these 46 breadless days.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe you could just listen to that every morning.
Yeah, I
you could make that. You could make that the your alarm clock in the morning.
That'd be great. And evidently, just like Jesus, Pope Benny's message brought in another guest into the room, T.L. Walker. We welcome T.L. Walker into I'm With Stupid.
Welcome. Glad you could be here. Real quick, in keeping with the theme of the day here, I just saw a little breaking news on Twitter that The Reverend Franklin Graham today is clarifying his remarks on President Obama's faith. This is what we're going to do for the next 8 or 9 months here. Every couple of days, either a candidate or someone speaking for the Republican candidate is going to clarify his remarks on President Obama's faith.
It's a good strategy. It's called attack and then clarify.
Yeah, since fewer people read the clarification than hear about the questioning of his faith, and he has a different philosophy, not based on the Bible, as Rick Santorum said. But that's not what he meant, of course. Just like when he didn't really say black people in that comment about welfare checks and stuff. He said blah people.
Blah. Blah.
Actually, what he said was, blah, oh, wait, I can't say black, I'll say blah people.
Speaking of Rick, there's a big CNN debate out in Arizona tonight, big GOP debate. I'm wondering if...
Can't wait.
Yeah, I can't either. I want to see if both Rick and the Newtster show up with their ashes on their forehead.
You know they will.
Well, they will. And I also thought, even though he's Mormon, so will Mitt. Only it'll spell out vote for me. Or then I could even see Romney, you know, just doing his entire face in blackface, saying, I'm ashier than you guys.
You know, because that is one of my favorite things about Ash Wednesday. And look, I understand, you know, people go and they get the, you know, the little ash mark on the forehead or whatever, and mm-hmm. that's great. And you know, and people are proud of their religion, I guess, and their beliefs, and so they, you know, they don't clean it off. They go around all day so that everybody will see it.
Mm-hmm.
And, but what I really love is the all of the news anchors on like, you know, Brian Williams and O'Reilly and everybody on cable and on network news they don't wash it off, and they don't wear makeup that day so that they can show it off to everybody. So you have everybody going around with a little ash on the forehead except for Wolf Blitzer. He's feeling very intimidated.
Yes, he is. I heard Rick Santorum gave up something for Lent. He's going to give up getting his wife pregnant. He's going to take 6 weeks off.
Well, you know, that means if he's going to give up getting her pregnant, he's giving up sex altogether, because that's the only reason to have sex.
That's right.
Even between a married couple.
If he does something naughty in the meantime.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's like killing a baby.
Exactly.
I heard Newt was going to give up Callista until someone said, you know, giving up your wife is, that's like second nature to you, so that really doesn't count.
That's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
It's what he's always done. That's not much of a sacrifice.
No.
And Callista, like me, isn't giving anything up. She's going to add something. She's going to start blinking every once in a while.
Well, that would be nice.
So she doesn't creep me out when she just stares for 30 solid minutes without blinking.
Her eyes move less than her hair.
She's like that. I remember Michael Kinsley when he was on Crossfire with Bob Novak.
Oh, yeah.
That dude was like a lizard, man. His eyes were so big and he never blinked, and his tongue would stick out every once in a while. Really, really creepy.
It's like he was just focused trying on catching a fly.
Of course, he didn't stick his tongue out as often as Dusty Baker does, but that's another story.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. You know, I was thinking, you know, with Lent and all that, you know, you're supposed to avoid your temptations and things that aren't good for you. I would think it would be neat at tonight's debate if they had a Jumbotron and they could do a temptation cam. Hey, Newt! And then they show this picture. Would you do the woman in the third row seated third from the right? That would be great. And of course he would.
Yeah, unless he was black. That's tough, trying to avoid temptations for 46 days. That would be difficult. That would have to mean not going online at all, because all these hot babes online that I follow.
Oh, I know.
On Twitter and Facebook and.
Smook mentioned that to me. She said, "Why don't you give up Facebook?" And I said, "No." And I said, "Smook, you know, I'm doing this, what are you giving up?" And she said, "Well, I would give up sex, but it's supposed to be something I enjoy." So,
heyo. Well, you know, you could give up Facebook, but. You kind of have a professional obligation, you know, with the show and all, and you have to...
That's exactly what I told her.
You have to promote the show to our vast and diverse worldwide audience via
exactly.
Facebook.
Yep.
So, and, you know, you have a commitment there. And that commitment
matters.
Of course,
matters. Exactly. The only thing is, if I spend the next 6 weeks posting stuff like I have been, Facebook will give up on me. So
very possible. All right. Well, Dana left us.
Who did?
So, Dana.
Oh.
That kind of hurts.
Well, we're getting ready to.
Kind of hurts.
Yep. Getting ready to lose the live stream. So if you want to get in for the after show. Give us a call now at 661-244-9852. And, of course, you can always listen to the rest of the show in archives.
Right. And you can always find us at the official I'm With Stupid website at iwsradio.blogspot.com.
Which today contains some very funny headlines from the comedic genius of one J-Man.
The comedic genius. Oh, yeah. And, of course, you can find us on Tumblr at iwsradio.tumblr.com.
Or at Facebook/iwsradio.
There you go. Or you can find me on Twitter at jyman_iws.
Or me at mattmaniws. Sheesh.
No underline. He had to be different.
I know.
Yeah. Well, Dana just tweeted and said that BTR was giving her fits today.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. You know, it's always somebody else, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You know, I have an idea of what Dana could give up for Lent. Blaming everybody else.
Oh, my goodness. That's very good.
It's okay. I said that in the after show.
That's
she won't
right.
Come back and listen. She never does.
Newt
Gingrich got off a great little line this week while he was campaigning in Oklahoma.
And what was that?
He was complaining about the Chevy Volt, the electric car.
Oh, God, yes.
Because as gas prices head towards $5 a gallon, we should renew our commitment to oil.
Which makes perfect sense.
Exactly. In Newt's world, it does, really.
Yes, I know.
Newt was quoted as saying, "Let me start from a simple premise that Oklahomans will understand. You cannot put a gun rack in a vault."
Yes.
Now, see, people in Oklahoma, he put that in a way that even you simple, dumb, backwoods hicks can understand. And if you listen to a line like that and vote for that condescending prick, then you get what you deserve from your government.
Oh, God. And I have a feeling that after he gave that little speech, he could not wait to get the hell out of Oklahoma.
That's how most people are.
Well,
as soon as they get to Oklahoma, they're like, "I got to get out of this place." All right.
Uh-huh.
So that was Newt's highlight for the week, really.
Yeah, that was about it.
That and his some comment about, that you have to beat Obama because it's about defending America and Obama won't defend America. Some shit like that, I don't remember.
Most dangerous president in the history of this country.
Hates America. Hates America. And Rick Santorum says that 10% of all deaths in the Netherlands are the result of euthanasia.
Okay.
Again, people are going to believe. People believe shit like this. You know what? He read it on the internet, so it must be true. And he says that half of those were involuntary. And, of course, this is, I guess, what he's saying. This is what we're going towards under Obamacare.
Well, we are.
And he says that elderly people over there have to wear a "don't euthanize me" bracelet. Of course,
oh,
what
God.
He failed to tell you is that if that bracelet is blue, then that means that person likes to give head. If it's red, they're into anal. Oh, wait, that's the little bracelets that the high school kids wear. Never mind.
If it's rainbow colored, they're into anything.
Yeah. They're down for anything.
That's right.
And most of those people are, right? Those bureaus.
Well, yeah, they're dust. They're freaks, man. Just ask Guy.
Yep. Hippies. And did you see these quotes by Brady Quinn about
you
Tim
know,
Tebow?
I missed that. I heard it on the TV as I was trying to set my TV up last night, and I missed it.
Well, Quinn says that Tebow's not a team guy, and that his all of his Tebowing and all that stuff, he called him a poser. And he said that Tebow does not do these things if there's no TV cameras around.
Really?
Yeah, interesting. And, of course, he's trying to backwalk it a little bit today, but...
Of course.
Yeah. But, you know, it's funny because I have actually noticed that if you watch Tebow, if you get, you know, during the playoffs last year or late in the season, in close games, they would always do, you know, if the other team is getting ready to have to punt the ball away and the Broncos are down by 4 or 5 points or whatever. And so the cameras, you know, have to find Tebow, or they always have to find the other team's quarterback. But Tebow actually did separate himself from the team, will go down the sideline a ways where he'd be all by himself,
yeah,
in front of the sideline TV camera and Tebow, where he knew he would be all by himself on camera. So Brady Quinn may have a point here.
He may have a point, or he could just be an
bitter,
angry Catholic.
He could be just a bitter, angry guy who came up small in big situations at Notre Dame and has never lived up to the hype.
You know, I'd love to be Brady Quinn. Make $2-3 million a year and not have to work. That'd be fantastic.
Exactly.
What's he complaining
about? Yeah, the only job better than that was for the last decade was Peyton Manning's backup.
Exactly.
Until he got hurt, and then his backup was like, "What the hell, man? I can't play football."
They drafted me because the uniform fit.
They drafted me because my cousin works in shipping and materials. My Uncle Leo got me an interview.
I do have kind of a funny story, Jay, and I kind of mentioned it, talking about the TV. You know, I told you we got our HD box yesterday.
Yeah.
So last night, I took it out and set it. Okay, I'm going to set it up. So I had to unhook all the cables from the old box and the old TV. And I was following the instructions, which I don't normally do. But I did, and I had everything hooked up per the instructions. And I told you, I'm still not getting any signal.
Uh-huh.
Well, they left something out of the instructions because they thought most morons would recognize this. For 20 minutes after all the cables are hooked up, I wonder why I don't have a picture. Well, I didn't put the AC power cord into the back of the box and plug it in. Because it wasn't listed in the instructions.
Uh-huh.
I had all the cables correct. Just forgot to give the box a little juice.
Yeah. A little go-go juice.
That's probably a story I shouldn't have shared with the world.
Oh, no, it's great. It's great. People love these self-deprecating stories that we do.
And it shows me as being, you know, human.
And it shows humility.
Exactly.
On Ash Wednesday, no less.
Exactly. It's a good thing it was before midnight because the DDs and the FUs were flying.
The neighbors probably thought you were just getting it all out of your system and you were giving up cussing for Lent.
Oh, boy.
Right, so did you watch the Fox News babes this morning in HD?
Well, you know, I don't know. See, I still don't have a list of which channels I need to turn to get the HD. Because I went on, here's another. Oh, I got a bone to pick with Time Warner. I went on their website, and I just wanted a list of HD channels. Oh, no. No. You can't have a website that simple.
Oh, no.
No. So I still haven't found them. Fortunately, Schmoop's brother has, he wrote them all out himself, so.
Did you check the guide on the TV by hitting the guide button on your remote?
Oh, God, so you know how long that, you know how long that takes.
It does, but your HD channel should be, instead of going from channel 2 up, go from channel 2 down, backwards. From channel 2 back to channel, like, 4,127 or whatever, and you'll get to your HD channels faster that way.
I'll try that.
And you could also go to tvguide.com, put in your zip code and who your cable provider is.
Really?
Then you can, yes, and they'll have all your channels, and you can scroll all the way down through them.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to do something.
Fountain of information.
I don't want to do something that simple.
You're solving my problem a little too easily here.
Exactly. This is Lent. It's supposed to be about sacrifice and torture.
And struggle. You're supposed to walk circles around the living room trying to figure out where the Fox News in HD is.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was kind of funny because it was kind of like that. I was walking circles when I wasn't getting a signal, and I went to the table to pick up my pack of smokes to light a smoke, and I saw the power cable, and I went, perhaps this should go in.
Well, this is freaking weird.
I didn't see that earlier.
Yeah. Who the hell makes a cable box that needs to be plugged in, for God's sakes?
No.
would give a shout out to people listening to us through their mobile devices who have Verizon, but they can't listen because Verizon has had another outage this morning.
Of course they have.
Yeah. I just saw the breaking news on Twitter. Who needs the cable news channels when you have Twitter?
Well, I do, because some of the babes are pretty hot.
Yeah, I like Tamron Hall.
You know, she looks really good on the big screen.
I bet she looks great in HD.
Oh, God. I'd like to make a little black history with her. We got a big show coming up Saturday.
It's the 80s show.
And who doesn't like the 80s?
I can't think of anybody.
Nope.
We're going to celebrate 80s culture, 80s music,
mm-hmm.
movies,
yeah.
TV, Reagan, Bush. Well, there was a downside to everything. Great era has something, you know, bad about it.
Here's what'll be great, because you mentioned 80s movies. I'll actually be able to talk about that, because that's when I actually watched movies.
That was just before you gave up all all pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be
right
talking
before
about...
I went into my own personal little biosphere.
Uh-huh. We'll be talking about the Bangles, Susanna Hoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the Jewish babes.
The Go-Go's.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Belinda Carlisle.
Mm-hmm.
And Jane, was it Wyman?
What? Whedon.
No?
Jane
Whedon.
Yeah. Kathy Valentine.
Oh, yeah.
Charlotte Caffey, Gina
uh-huh.
Shock.
There we go.
Uh-huh.
Somebody's lips are not sealed. And shout out to my good friend, Dinette, who just now on Twitter said that she's thinking about giving up cake for Lent. Oh, my.
Hmm.
I can't do that because, you know, March is full of birthdays.
Well, you did that one year.
I know, but it was. But I had to have. I still went ahead and had cake on birthday.
Well, you got a pass.
Yeah, but there's my birthday. There's Smoop's birthday. There's Mom's, Cat's,
Mississippi Burl. Mike.
Mississippi Mike. We're out of time. Bye bye, everybody.